After nearly 20 years on WFAN radio in New York, the program Mike and the Mad Dog is no more. Christopher Mad Dog Russo has decamped to Sirius Satellite Radio, breaking up a team that was the biggest hit on a station that pioneered the all-sports format. NPR's Mike Pesca has our story.
The great duos seem to have certain traits in common. Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello, R2-D2 and C-3PO. One's the straight man, one's the funny guy. One's the cut-up, the other one stays in possession of his senses, and yes, one tends to be round, the other slim. Mike Francesa and Christopher Mad Dog Russo were a radio team, so the visuals didn't matter. But they put those qualities on display for 5.5 hours each weekday, whether ganging up on an embattled coach or disagreeing over whether the Yankees need a new stadium.
You can't go to the bathroom, dog, during the game. It takes 5 innings.
You have to figure out. Well, I understand that.
Well, that's not the case at Fenway Park. At Camden Yards, it takes 2 minutes to go to the bathroom.
But it doesn't take you 5 minutes.
Yes, it does.
At Yankee Stadium?
No, at Fenway Park, it takes 2 hours.
Mike, we're talking about Yankee Stadium here.
It can take a while to go to...
Oh, yes, Mike, it can. Man, what are you, nuts?
On today's program, Mike Francesa said the decision to create Mike and the Mad Dog almost 20 years ago was seen as fairly nuts.
We did not get along very well in the beginning. The show was considered to be a colossal misjudgment the first couple of weeks. Within 9 months, it was the toast of the town.
Today, sports talk radio ranks right after political talk as the most popular format on talk radio. WFAN is the richest station in radio's richest market, making Mike and the Mad Dog kind of the Uncle Milty of the genre. At times, they were infuriating. Francesa's extreme confidence, Russo's knee-jerk antics. The Mad Dog didn't chastise or criticize. He killed coaches. Once, on a slow sports day, Russo declared that every critic who gave the movie We Are Marshall a lousy review didn't understand football and should be fired. The bit ate up about 2 hours. But when their blend of intellect and outrage worked, there was nothing like it. Earlier this year, they channeled baseball fans' frustration right after Roger Clemens testified before Congress.
I tell you, it was not a good day for the Republican Party.
One more time. I'm embarrassed, and I'm a registered Republican right now. I'm embarrassed.
That was a disgrace.
They did
that
a
was
terrible
a disgraceful
job.
Display by the Republican
you
Party.
You can't do a worse job. And I mean, I don't mind.
Listen, you know, you want to carry somebody's water a little bit, but that was just a trouble.
Carried his buckets.
Oh,
I mean, my God.
Neil Best, a reporter for Newsday, broke the story of Russo leaving WFAN for satellite radio.
There's something about the two of them together that's very hard to define, but that somehow works, because when you separate them, it's much less entertaining. And of course, that's going to be the great challenge for Mike Francesa now, is to somehow find a new formula to have it be not him sitting in a room alone for 5.5 hours.
On today's program, Francesa lamented the passing of the Mike and the Mad Dog program, saying the show was his heart for 19 years. He then took calls. First up was Russo, who began to cry. Mike, fearful that he would become emotional too, quickly threw out some red meat to the dog. Hey, how about those Yanks?
They're six out. I lose some games left and right, and I can't enjoy it, for goodness sakes. The Yankees stink.
Thanks for the call, Chris from Connecticut. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.